Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 23rd, 2023. I'm Rich Stravolino. Microsoft announced a new multi-year, multi-billion dollar investment in OpenAI. Semaphore sources said earlier this month the deal could be worth up to $10 billion. Microsoft previously invested $1 billion in OpenAI back in 2019. OpenAI said the investment will allow it to continue our independent research and develop AI that is increasingly safe, useful, and powerful. The Supreme Court of India declined Google's request to block new demands by the Competition Commission of India that would require the Google Play Store to host third-party app stores. These demands also prevent Google from requiring manufacturers to pre-install apps on Android devices to receive Play Store access and require Google to allow Play Store access on forked Android versions. The company has until January 26 to comply to the new rules. Former Protocol reporter Janko Rodker's sources say Samsung approached other TV makers, including TCL, about launching its free ad-supported TV Plus service on their platforms. The service is currently available on Samsung TVs, its own mobile app, and the web. Back in August, Samsung said it streamed over 3 billion hours to TV Plus viewers over the last 12 months. The investment firm Elliott Management confirmed it bought a multi-billion dollar stake in Salesforce. The firm's managing partner, Jesse Cohn, said it had a deep respect for Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff and wants to work constructively with Salesforce to realize the value befitting a company of its stature. This comes after Salesforce cut 10% of its workforce earlier this month and the departures of co-CEO Bret Taylor and Slack CEO Stuart Butterfield. India's Ministry of Information and Broadcasting ordered Twitter, YouTube, and other social platforms to block multiple videos showing the first episode of the 2002 BBC documentary India, The Modi Question, which covered religious riots in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's home state of Gujarat. Ministry advisor Kanchan Gupta said YouTube and Twitter complied with the takedown order. Amazon launched Amazon Air in India, providing a dedicated air cargo fleet. The company partnered with the Bengaluru-based airline Quickjet for the service. Amazon Air will initially use Boeing 737-800s for the service in India, delivering goods to Bengaluru, Delhi, Hyderabad, and Mumbai. Amazon Air launched in the US in 2016, and the company briefly trialed it in the UK. The Verge has more details on Samsung's new prototype 360-degree foldable display. Samsung Display, the subsidiary that makes Samsung screens, showed off the Flex In and Out display at CES earlier this month. It can rotate 360 degrees to fold both inward and outward, and a new water drop hinge design creates significantly less visible creases by forming a looser shape. As part of Alphabet's announced 12,000 job cuts, Google cut most of the jobs at its in-house incubator, Area 120. Google plans to graduate three Area 120 projects into Google businesses this year, with Bloomberg sources saying virtually all other jobs in the unit being cut. And Microsoft cut the entire team behind its mixed reality toolkit and VR workspace project, AltSpace VR. As a result, AltSpace VR will shutter on March 10th. And in other tech layoff news, Spotify said it will cut 6% of its workforce, impacting about 600 jobs. CEO Daniel Ek said the cuts were needed due to being too ambitious in investing ahead of our revenue growth. According to data from Edison Research cited by Charter, the number of new podcasts launched dropped nearly 80% between 2020 and 2022. This doesn't appear to be just a letdown from pandemic lockdowns. 2022 saw 219,178 new podcasts, down 35% from 2019. Interestingly, 2022 saw 26.1 million new podcast episodes published, up 44% from 2019. Germany's Federal Cartel Office opened an antitrust investigation into PayPal, looking into how restrictions on merchants could harm competition and increase cost to consumers. The FCO will specifically look into PayPal's rules of not allowing merchants to offer goods at a lower price if customers choose a different payment method, and not allowing sellers to specify a preferred payment method. Some Pixel Watch owners report seeing irregular heart rhythm notifications in the Fitbit app. The Pixel Watch doesn't officially support this feature, but does offer ECG readings on device. It's not clear if these notifications represent a bug or Google bringing over a feature found in other Fitbit wearables. And finally, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple doesn't plan any major updates to the iPad lineup in 2023. Instead, Gurman says the company plans a major revamp for the iPad Pro in 2024 with an updated design and an OLED screen. Gurman also reported Apple is not actively working on a new version of the HomePod Mini, but that Apple may update the current Mini software to improve Siri and provide better app integrations. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.